Today's reading begins in 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 16. 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 16. But when he was strong, he grew proud to his destruction, for he was unfaithful to the Lord his God, and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. But Azariah the priest went in after him with 80 priests of the Lord who were men of valor, and they withstood King Uzziah and said to him, "It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who were consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for you have done wrong, and it will bring you no honor from the Lord God." Then Uzziah was angry. Now he had a censer in his hand to burn incense, and when he became angry with the priests, leprosy broke out on his forehead in the presence of the priests in the house of the Lord by the altar of incense. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked at him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they rushed him out quickly, and he himself hurried to go out, because the Lord had struck him. And Uzziah was a leper to the day of his death. Being a leper, lived in a separate house, for he was excluded from the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son was over the king's household, governing the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, from first to last, Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, wrote. And Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the burial field that belongs to the kings, for they said, "He is a leper." And Jotham his son reigned in his place. Jotham was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah had done, except he did not enter the temple of the Lord. But the people still followed corrupt practices. He built the upper gate of the house of the Lord, and did much building on the wall of Ophel. Moreover, he built cities in the hill country of Judah, and forts and towers on the wooded hills. He fought with the king of the Ammonites, and prevailed against them. And the Ammonites gave him that year 100 talents of silver, and 10,000 cores of wheat, and 10,000 of barley. The Ammonites paid him the same amount in the second and third years. So Jotham became mighty, because he ordered his ways before the Lord his God. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all his wars and his ways, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Ahaz his son reigned in his place. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as his father David had done. But he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel. He even made metal images for the Baals, and he made offerings in the valley of the son of Hinnom, and burned his sons as an offering, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord drove out before the people of Israel. And he sacrificed and made offerings on the high places and on the hills and under every green tree. It is said that a people that do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And it seems with these kings that they don't learn from history. They don't look back and see that when people went away from the Lord, bad things happened. Sometimes you have better kings than other kings, yet you still see a people that went after these abominable practices. And sometimes you had kings that did many abominable practices, including burning their own sons as an offering. They don't learn from their own history. That's how important it is to learn from history, especially history of the Bible and God's dealings with man. We need to understand that the Lord is the definition of what right and wrong is. We do not know righteousness without Him. We also need to learn that people, when they followed the righteousness of God, God blessed them, and when they did not, He cursed them. God has not changed. He's still the same today. He expects us to follow righteousness. And if we do follow righteousness, then He blesses us, especially with eternal life in His Son, Jesus Christ. But if we do not follow righteousness, then we will be cursed, especially in the absence of that life with Him. We would have a life that is completely separate from Him. Meaning that for all eternity, we would be separated from Him without any blessings from Him, which would be a terrible, painful, torturous existence. An existence in the lake of fire that was prepared for the devil and his angels. We also learn from this particular portion of scripture and history that if we become prideful, then we tend to make some big mistakes, like going in and trying to burn incense in the house of the Lord and becoming leprous. Humility is the path to the Lord, and pride makes us turn away from the Lord. It's a few things for us to think about today, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.